Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Memory. What an amazing, amazing thing to have a memory. As I watch my aging father become more and more less like his usual self, as memory begins to be a struggle, you and I think that because we forget where we put our cell phone or we forget where we left our whatever it is, that it is frustrating to not remember something. Can you imagine having a library of information yet not being able to access it? According to Psychology Today, memory makes us who we are. If we couldn't recall the who, what, where, and when of our everyday lives, we would struggle with new information, just like the characters in Groundhog Day, where every day was Groundhog Day. The same alarm time, the same clock went, the same alarm clock went off, the same clothing, every day was the same. And nothing, there was no reference to what had happened the day before. Memory is a precious gift from God. It allows for us to process new information, to have long-lasting relationships from high school or college or places where we visited. And it helps us to function in our everyday situations. Without it, we would not be able to function. We continue our discussion today here on Intentional with my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, where you can pick up a copy today on Amazon. This has been such a rewarding series as we continue to take a closer look at what God has done through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am one grateful woman to know that God loved me enough that he sent Jesus to die on the cross, who shed his blood and gave us access to heaven on earth. What is memory? And in this particular case, I wrote a chapter called Cellular Memory, and it's on page 92 of Our Father's DNA. You see, different areas of the brain play a different role in our memory. When we take a look at how the brain works, and there is so much interest in that today, given the onslaught of the epidemic, it seems, of Alzheimer's and dementia. The science is still so new concerning these diseases as to why some people tend to develop Alzheimer's and dementia. We can trace it at some level to behaviors or behavior challenges in younger days that were not addressed. As people age, those things, you cannot hide them any longer. The defense mechanisms began to weaken, and that ability to mask behaviors is no longer there. The raw you, I like to say the raw you, begins to show up. It is also said that perhaps it is because of dietary changes. Yet, it doesn't seem to have a specific pattern across culture or geographical locations. There are people who simply begin to go into that place where they lose their short-term memory. And that's because there's a part of the brain, as the doctors say, there's a part of the brain that cannot recall the shorter term memory, but they can have discussions about what happened 50, 60, 70 years ago. And sometimes the information overlaps, and that's where the confusion comes in. They think it was John when it was really Joseph, or they get information. Sometimes the year that it happened becomes a little bit confused, or not remembering what today is. And I know people without Alzheimer's and dementia who sometimes forget what today is. Yeah, let me see a show of hands on that one. But when we talk about our memory and what God's intentions are for us as newborn Christians, as born-again Christians, children of the Most High God, well, we are now new creatures in Christ Jesus, and old things have passed away, and all things have become new. We understand, know, and realize that when we renew our minds to the Word of God, that we have access to the mind of Christ. In the book of Psalms, he says that if we would meditate upon his word day and night and observe to do all that is written therein, we would make our way prosperous and we would have good success. Now, good success is not just business success or financial success. It's success on every level. It is being made whole. That's what salvation is. If any man be in Christ, or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We become a new species of being that never existed before. We become successful. Yes, yes, and yes. We become successful when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's a success right there. The understanding of what happened when we receive salvation, when we receive Jesus Christ, locks that in, allows us to go from glory to glory to glory because of his unfailing, his grace, his unmerited, undeserved, and unearned favor that we have upon our lives that's working through our DNA, because it's his DNA now. So now that we've been born again, we are no longer subject to the glooms of the world. So when we talk about Alzheimer's and dementia, those are the things that the world offers. Sickness and disease is what the world offers. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How is it eternal life? Is it when we die eternal life? No, we discussed that in previous teachings. You can go back and make sure you do in our podcast on iTunes, especially, and you can pick those up also on drfaye.com, listening to the podcast. Listen to these so that you can get a hold of this word. As you see that we are, when we receive Christ, we receive eternal life right now. Not when we die eternal life, but the quality of our lives, changes from the inside out. Now we have this resident God. We have this resident Christ, where the Bible says that we now have the mind of Christ. Yes? And we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Now, on the outside, we continue to look the way we've always looked. But the eyes through which we look, the lenses through which we see, shifts as we begin to take on his word. Because his word is what transforms us. His word is what makes us free. Jesus said we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free, shape us, make us, mold us, where the caterpillar now becomes the butterfly. So we're no longer subject to death, doom, and gloom things, or Alzheimer's, or dementia. And I know there are people who want to push this away and say, oh no, everybody is going to have this. Everybody is going to have something as they age. Go back and read your Bible. It is not a biblical truth that people have stuff, that disease is part of the course of a born-again child's life. No, that is not what happens. Now, do things happen to people? Yes. Do we have to accept it as our fate or as our truth? No, we do not. Because the Bible is the truth. And what does the Bible say about all sicknesses and all diseases? Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were or are healed. It is Peter who said, who in his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Matthew 8 and 17 says, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So is my future to forget? Is my future to have Alzheimer's or dementia? No. My future is to have a mind that is stayed on God, because he said he will keep me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on him. So what is happening? We are failing to keep our minds on the Lord. We are failing to be focused on him. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added. So as we seek him, as we stay in his word, we will find ourselves, as the word says, that be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, what I call filling the gap. The word fills the gap. When we read the Bible, and if you don't have one, please get a Bible. When we read the Bible, we'll find out as we habitually read it, it will habitually begin to read us and speak to us and lead us and guide us. When you need clarity, it will come through scripture. It won't come through philosophy. It will not come through all of the other religious teachings of the world. It only comes through the word of God. And upon this, our houses should be built. Our lives should be built upon the word of God. It is infallible. Though heaven and earth may pass away, he said, not one jot, not one period, not anything in this word will fail when we apply it. Oh, I know people have questions, inquiry minds, they want to know. But as you continue to read it, you'll find out that it will begin to bring such peace to you. When you're going through the storms of life, it will begin to bring such peace. As I take care of my dad and oversee him as best as I can, I understand, know, and realize the fogginess and the confusion that encircles, that covers him. And I can see it in his eyes when I take him to the doctor, when they ask him questions. I can see him pondering and searching for the word, searching for that picture in his mind, something to tell him that he's still here. It's a struggle when you can't remember. But because we are born again, children of the Most High God, and these teachings are coming to us now, now we receive it now. Remember the Creator, remember him today. When it's passing by, when he is offering a hand and saying, look, if you don't want dementia and you don't want Alzheimer's and you don't want a weak body as you grow into your more mature years, as you grow into those years of wisdom where you can speak to your grands and great-great-grands, wisdom of the ages, and you can teach them and lead and guide them and leave them a true legacy of strength and power and of the word of God. Receive the word today, and it will transform your life for the days ahead. Because through our Father's DNA, we have been graced with the ability to remember things. To remember. Many of the struggles we have is not in remembering. It's that many times we hold on to the bad memories. We hold on to things that we need to let go of. We process over and over the negative things. But I want to encourage you today to begin to process the word of God and begin to meditate upon what the Spirit of God is saying and not on what happened, all of the bad things. Bad things happen to good people every day. Bad things happen to each of us. But here's the thing. We don't want to live in those places of meditating upon those and living in the past where the past becomes our present, dictating our future. There are people who remember some things better than others as in academics. There are some students who make straight A's and really don't have to study. Then there are those who study so hard and still barely pass, if at all. I am here to tell you that the word has an answer for that. If you're struggling, that puts you in a position where you just dig deeper. You go in there and read the word even more. You pray even more diligently. I've listened to people who have become, in the world's eyes, super famous and super successful, who struggled academically, but they got a hold of some principles. And let me tell you something. Whatever good principles people get, it originated in the Bible. You can trace it back to ancient scripture. You can trace any good thing back to God. Now, they may not know the scripture, but they have tapped into a principle. They have learned how to eliminate the negative and accentuate the positive. They've learned how to think on things that are good, that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, that are of a good report. And they have, may have never read the book of Philippians. This will help some of you understand, Lord, why are they doing so good and I'm not? Or why are they pushing past obstacles and I'm not? Maybe they got a hold of a principle. Not a maybe, they did. Get in touch with a principle and begin to apply it to their everyday waking, walking, talking life. And that's what happens. When Adam and Eve received the words of the serpent, and we've talked about that throughout this series, we can't get away from it. Because when they received the words of the serpent, it separated them from the word of God. They lost their minds. They lost their connection with the great I Am. They were no longer walking as the image of God in the earth, the little G's. Whenever words come to us outside of the principles of God and the word of God, we'll find ourselves not in touch with destiny, not in touch with the calling, not in touch with purpose. And we'll start developing cases of dementia because we will not recall what the word of the Lord says. Spiritual dementia. Because it first begins in the realm of spirit before it's ever manifested in the natural. So during this teaching today, I want you to make a commitment and a new commitment to begin to read your Bible every day and to begin to speak the words that God has spoken over our lives out of your mouth. Nothing else will do, ladies and gentlemen. Build yourselves up by praying the word of God. I'm going to take a prayer pause, but I'll be back in just a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
When words are produced outside of God's words, those words carry the weight of the place of origin. What originated in the serpent that spirit that was on the word. Remember, the words that we speak are spirit and they are life. So regardless of what words are coming out of your mouth, they do have life. Either life unto death or life unto life. So those words have DNA. And that because the word of God is the seed. Back to Mark chapter 4. The word of God is the seed. So that seed that goes in, it produces something. Whenever the seed is sown, it produces something. So the word being spoken over man and over woman produced something. It produced separation. It produced annihilation. It produced an exodus. That was the first exodus because they were cast out of the garden. They were outcast and they were put out of the garden because God did not want them to live in that state eternally, separated from God without recourse. So the plan of redemption went into place. So why didn't God stop man from sinning? One of the greatest gifts that God gave man was the will to choose. Whatever Adam called a thing, that's what it was. So Adam called the shots, if you will. Whatever he wanted to do, he could. You see that? Do you see that? Yes, yes, and yes. Whatever he wanted to do, he could. So Adam chose to receive the words of the serpent over the words of God. Yes? And because he did, there were consequences. When we step outside of the word of God, there are consequences. So thank God he didn't leave us there. And let me say that right now. He didn't leave us there because he sent Jesus. And because he sent Jesus, we can repent and eliminate the consequences. We change the consequences into victory, receiving forgiveness. We are allowed to continue to walk in an abundant place with God. So don't stay in the weighty place of, oh my, I messed up. No, thank God we don't have to live there. When words are produced outside of God's words, those words carry the weight of that place of origin. Those words were self-defeating. They produce fear. They produce sickness. They produce disease. They produce Alzheimer's. They produce dementia. They put man in a place that he had no victory. The only thing that he increased in was sin. But thank God for Jesus. God did not leave us there, for where sin doth abound, grace did much more abound. Words were carried out in a negative way when Adam and Eve received what the serpent has said. Mankind has the ability, humanity has the ability to speak worlds into existence because we have the presence of God within us. They were no longer thinking like God. See, they already had everything. And the serpent convinced them they didn't. What voices are you listening to that are telling you, you can't do that? You shouldn't do that. Oh no, who are you to think you can do something like that? You are a child of God and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You do not have to stay in any place where God did not ordain you. God get us unstuck. He wants us to be unstuck, mobilized, pliable. Yes, he's the potter, we're the clay. How long does it take to create a masterpiece? I don't know. You just stay in the master's hands. They were no longer thinking like God. They began to think from outside of themselves rather than inside of themselves, hearing the voice of God. And when they receive those other words, they receive another Jesus, another Lord. How many times are we listening to people who really don't know what they're talking about when it comes to our lives? You know what I've discovered? Everybody has an opinion. And many times it is not the word of God. An opinion doesn't matter. It is the truth that makes people free. We can be used by God if we would yield to him. He wants to do us good and make us happy. I know it's a humbling thing to be used of the Lord, but ladies and gentlemen, who else would you like to use? Who else would you like to use, to be used by? Who do you want to have total and complete control of your life? Don't be afraid of God controlling your life. If he controls your life, he'll do you good and make you happy. They began to think on things that were not good, Adam and Eve. They were thinking on things that were not pure, that was not holy, that was not of a good report. Their words penetrated the boundaries of thought, and they became another DNA. Because whatever words you receive, you become the servant of that person. Yeah, you do. Whoever is allowed to lord over you, they tell you what to do, they tell you where you could go, when you could come, you know, they dictate your every step. And we don't need that in our lives. A great price has been paid for our freedom. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been made free to live the life he wants us to live, not subject to anybody else's domination or control. Oh, yes, we have employers and employees need to abide by job descriptions, etc. But I found out that even that has to be from a place of freedom, or else find another job. It always has to be from a place of freedom, not from a place of lordship and bondage. You follow what I mean? Do you follow? I enjoy working with people who love doing the work, who enjoy the work. And any time that you feel you have to force it, or you feel forced upon, then it's not God. Something is out of sync. It's out of alignment. We want all things to be done according to the way God wants them done. In harmony, in peace, in love, in joy. Life is too short to go into bondage. That's why Jesus died. He died to make us completely free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Every experience that we have is recorded in our memory. And there are some researchers that say it is actually recorded in our cellular memory. And because there's a database of memory that we can access as needed, we have to be careful that we're not accessing the garbage. That's why we want to be cleansed from the inside out and have our minds free of all impurities. And again, the only way to do that is read the Bible. The mind will be made free. I've studied different modalities throughout my life, and let me tell you something. There is nothing that trumps the Word of God. It is the shortest path to deliverance, to healing. It is. It works, and it works all the time because Jesus became the Word. And this is the book that has outlasted every other bestseller in history because of its impact upon humanity. And since there is memory, why not put truth in so that truth will be our library? Truth will be our resource, and we can go there. Jesus told the disciples, he said, when they bring you before council or before their authorities, don't worry about what you will say, because the Holy Spirit will give you what to say in that hour. Those of you who have been readers of the Bible until it reads you, you know that if you're in a situation and you need an answer, that it comes to you. The Word of God comes and it begins to speak to you, and you have answers that you didn't even know you had answers to. I remember so many different times where the Holy Spirit has spoken to me and given me the answers, the clarity about what to do. Because you can't measure your life by someone else's life, or you'll look at somebody and say, you know what, I should be over there, over here, over there. And God is saying, no, I don't care what they say. I don't care what it looks like. You follow my lead. So don't be pulled into someone else's cubicle or be pulled into someone else's lane. I'm telling you this because it's important that we align ourselves with truth while we have the capacity to do so, so that we can continue to have a strong heart and a strong mind and a strong body, because that's what God sent Jesus to give us. So don't deny him by not allowing yourself to live fully from that place of the spirit of that, allowing the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct our steps. I always say it's better to know Christ before the crisis, yet in the crisis, he will be there. Did you hear that? Yeah? You want me to say it again, don't you? Okay, I will. It's better to know Christ before the crisis, yet within a crisis, he will be there, right? So equip yourselves for life. That's what we do every week right here. We're equipping ourselves for life. We're equipping ourselves for the hours and the moments and the days ahead, because we know it's coming. If the world remains and we stay in these bodies, these clay vessels, we need these tools to help walk out this life. This memory is so important to begin to work with the mind so that we can keep a strong mind. Yes, our memories are housed someplace. Our memories have a storage bank. The good news is we get to renew our minds with the word. We have the freedom to cleanse our minds and our bodies from all of the negative experiences we may encounter. How many of us have had opportunities we were distracted? Remember St. John 10:9-10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have Zoe, that quality of life, that boom kind of life, eternal life, more abundantly. I want you to ooze out overflow life. I want you to be the example of a life of Christ in this earth. I want to just jump up on this. I want you to have such an experience in me that you can't help but to be happy. That your heart is filled with so much laughter and so much joy that you actually bubble over into someone else's life. That you are filled to the full, to the overflow of goodness. And you are a direct descendant of the one who spoke the worlds into existence. Doesn't that make you want to holler? Doesn't that make you want to shout for his goodness and his grace and his mercy? Because you are so full of him, not it. You are so full of him to the full, to the overflow. And that you don't remember the negative experiences. I thank God for that. He could throw your sins. Be as scarlet, I will wash them white as snow. I'll wash you, I'll cleanse you, I'll make you whole. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, I will cleanse you, I will forgive you. I will bask you in my presence. I will still receive you. We had a teaching the other day in our church service that we host every Wednesday morning at 6:30 inside of our conference room right now is Wake Up and Pray. There's a group on Facebook. You can jump over there and join us. But we were teaching that lesson about never feeling alone or never feeling abandoned and what Jesus did on that cross for us. It is imperative that we tap into the knowledge of what he did so that we can always feel that flow of fullness, and we don't have to feel alone because he's right there. Don't fear aging because you think you're going to get dementia or Alzheimer's. Yes, but look into his word and begin to renew your mind today. And as you renew your mind today, you'll find out that your mind can be clear. You know, the Bible said of Moses that he was 120 years old. Yeah. 20 years old. and that his eyes were not dim, neither was his natural force abated. Yeah, that meant that he was still intact. He still had his six pack, I guess. He still had his, you know, you looked at him, you wouldn't think 120, right? He was 80 years old, leading millions of people out of Egypt. Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you say, man, you're too old, you're 80 years old, what? Mm-mm. God used him. And at 120 years old, when it was time for him to depart, he was still looking good. Sarah was 90 years old. And here, men were still chasing her, wanting her. Abimelech wanted her in his harem. So age is not supposed to be something feared. It is gathering wisdom as we go through the years. Alzheimer's and dementia should not be in our future as we read and study the Word of God to keep our minds strong. I remember my paternal grandmother passing away. She was sharp in her mind. She didn't have any signs of dementia or Alzheimer's, but yet she was a praying woman. She was given to the Word of God. Thinking about her, I can see that black leather Bible worn with those red lines around the pages. She had that old kind of Bible and it had the red around the pages. She didn't care about getting a new Bible. She was so into the one she had. I learned prayer through my grandmother in the Bible and God and through my grandmother and prayer through my mom and my grandmother. My mother prayed every night at 9 o'clock. We knew not to enter her room. 9 o'clock was her prayer time. That was locked into my childhood mind. That's a good memory, is it not? Yes, yes, and yes. That's a good memory. I remember my mother praying. I remember her praying, prayer life. I remember. And she struggled to read, but she was reading her Bible. She could read that, and God would speak to her. She would tell me, God said to her, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." She knew when it was her time to depart. She said, "Mama's not going home from here." She had a connection with God. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to live in this place of fearing aging or fearing tomorrow or fearing this or that. A dreading the future. Jesus took the dread out of future days through his blood sacrifice that he shed on Golgotha's hill. He took the dread out of life and he gave us life more abundantly, to the full, to the overflow. That's what my Savior did. When we receive the healing and deliverance power of God, it gives us a clean slate. It gives us an opportunity to start over. It gives us a new beginning so that we can create new memories. If every time you think about your family, you have horrible thoughts, it's time to create new memories. When you think about your marriage in the past, your exes that live in Texas, sorry, Texas, you think about all the things that went on in your past and you have negative feelings. You can feel it in your body. You know that. Whatever thoughts you're thinking, you have an experience in your body. That's why thoughts are directly related to any stress. Stress, your sickness, disease. Yes, yes, and yes, it does. So we change what we think. We change how we see life. And then we change the outcome of life. Because whatever we're thinking about, we're bringing about. Yes, it is so. It is so. It's also so that I've got to go right now, but I'll be back in a moment with more on this cellular memory and how you too can live a life free of Alzheimer's and dementia because your mind is renewed to the Word of God.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com, Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7, on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Sales are called the building blocks of life. As we continue our discussion today in What is Cellular Memory from my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth, that you can pick up on Amazon. The building blocks of life. And in my research, I looked up the word cells, and I ran across a Latin word for cells, and it meant cella, C-E-L-L-A, and which meant a small room. A small room. Wow. I had to ponder that. I thought about it. A cell being a small room. So it's a house within a house. And with the trillions of cells within us, all of these little houses that are able to hold information, the smallest unit of life, with God-given power to replicate. Cells recreate themselves, housing our memories and recording data all of the time, recording information all of the time, recreating themselves. Now, think about this. Your cells are recording, little recorders, little houses, small houses, filling up full of information, information houses. How about that? Information houses, having all of this information. So whatever we put in, that's what it takes. The cells are not controlling the income. Hello? What's coming in? However, they participate in what's coming out. Wow. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yes, yes, and yes. So whatever we're putting in is what will come out of us. Yes. So it's imperative, it is of urgent nature that we put in something good. We put in good, lovely, pure, good reports, that we meditate upon things that build us up, that build others up. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, if you speak negative words about me, you're only hurting yourself. I may as well say it. If anything comes against me, you have just come against yourself, because there is no separation here. Yes? So cells recorded the data that you spoke out of your mouth, the thoughts that you're thinking. Your cells begin to record that information, and it's locked inside of your body. Yeah? Not mine. It locks inside of your body. So that's why we want to speak positive things. We want to speak good over people's lives and not destroy them. I don't mean not have conversations about something that's going on and then dropping it, but not throwing stones at people or trying to, you know, hurt their reputation in some way. Right? And through social media, we see a lot of that. And people think, well, I just typed it. Your typing it is the same as speaking it. Jesus said, if a man looked upon a woman to lust after her, he's already committed adultery in his heart. So if you've typed it, you did way more than look. So typing it, texting it, writing it on the internet about somebody, there are some websites out there that are destroying reputations with garbage. Yes. And I think that would be a good topic to discuss, to help you to understand not to allow those things to dictate to who you are. And don't even think about holding true what someone typed about you or text to you or wrote to you in an email as your truth. It is not your truth. The truth is what God thinks about you. He's the final authority, and nobody else has any voice over your life but the power that you give them inside of yourself. So when something is thrown at you, you push it back with the word of God. If they tell you you're weak, you say, no, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If fear tries to bombard your mind, you declare, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Perfect love casts out fear. Yes? Okay, I just wanted to share that. These building blocks, these little rooms that are housing all of this information. So you see how important it is to protect these little houses, to protect these little cells, to keep them strong and keep them healthy. Yes, memory will keep your cells healthy. Memory that you put in, good thoughts that you put in will keep your cells healthy. There it is right there. Our cells are the smallest unit of life, with the God-given power to replicate. So if you want to reproduce something, as God told Adam, to multiply, increase, take dominion, have authority, you want to replenish, that's what they do, replenish the earth, replenish your earth, replenish you, the earth. Yes, yes, and yes. Let heaven come to earth inside of you. Replenish, have dominion and authority. Speak what God speaks about you. Prophesy to your own self. Declare to your own self. Oh, yes. We could say mega, mega money if we do it God's way. And a time, oh, goodness. Your cells are recording this present moment. What you hear matters. Who you listen to, it matters. Who has an impact and influence on your life? The words matter. There are men and women that I listen to and I take their words to heart. Where am I taking them? To my cells. I am taking their words to my cells. And I want it to reproduce. I want it to grow up in like kind. Yes, we depend on ourselves to assist us and reaching our destiny and our purpose. We need these building blocks. We need these little houses. As we go into the more mature years of our lives, we want these building blocks to be strong. We want them to be healthy. As we think, so shall we be. So what are you thinking about? We're bringing about. We meditate on words and events to give birth to more memories. What kind of memories do you want to have when you're 90 or 100 years old? What kind of memories do you want to have? Create them today. Don't create bad memories thinking about what somebody did to you 50 years ago, and they're long gone forever, at least out of this earth. Thinking about what happened to you in high school. I was talking to somebody from my hometown. And they were mentioning people in high school. I had to dig deep. And finally I said, I'm sorry, that's bothering my brain. I can't go there because I have to go through too much stuff to get back to the eighth grade. I have to go through too much stuff to recall what happened when I was a kid. I don't want to go there. I choose not to go there. Life is too full, it's too rich, it's too busy. There's too much to do today for me to continue to visit high school. The more positive events we create in our everyday waking, walking, talking life, the more references to those positive events we will have. Did you not think about that? Now you did. When people remain positive when they're undergoing medical treatment, the outcome is typically better health. Now, I don't mean just faking it to make it. I mean faith it to make it. Put your faith in it and begin to speak the word of God and declare and decree it. It is more than positive thinking. It is a way of living. Yes, it's not just a book on positive thinking. That book was built out of this book, Genesis through Revelation. And as I read it, I saw scripture throughout. Remaining positive will give you more energy. Now, think about what you're thinking about, really and truly. Think about what you're thinking about. And you think about those thoughts that's processing, that's going through your mind right now. And I know some people have a lot of traffic in their head. But if you think about what you're thinking about and you pause for a moment and ask yourself, now, are these thoughts making me feel good? You can stop right there. If they're not, then you need to eliminate that thought and think on things that are good, that are lovely, that make you happy, that make you feel good. So I can't think of a thing to make me feel good. Well, then you need to laugh on purpose. You need to just laugh out loud. Well, Dr. Faye, that's just insane. No, it's not. A merry heart do it good like a medicine. You need to learn to laugh. To maintain that consistent positive thinking, we have to practice positive confessions and inspiring affirmations. And there is no substitute for this. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Bitter and sweet should not come out of the same mouth. Speak sweet. Speak blessings. Blessings, not cursings. Bless people. Bless other people. Bless yourself. Find yourself feeling good about feeling good, because that's what will happen. And when you feel good, your cells will feel good. Make your cells, your little cellars, your little houses, make your little houses happy with a joyful thought today. Give attention to something that's pleasant and that's filled with joy and merriment. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. A broken spirit, you'll have to go to the pharmaceuticals. But a merry heart, you can stay healthy. When you think happy thoughts, you will have a happy life. I do not mean faking it to make it, as I said before. I mean sincerely happy, joyful, gleeful, loving, kind, pleasant to be around, and laughing a lot. It affects your cells, ladies and gentlemen. It affects your core. Your belly will be happy. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I've referenced Philippians 4 and 8 several times during this teaching today. But let me read it for you. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He tells us how to think. Think on these things. That's Philippians 4 and 8. Go there today. Read it for yourself and adopt these practices. The power of the word can and does penetrate our minds and have the ability to impact our genetic coding. Can you imagine being a happy grandparent around your grandchildren, just pouring love and happiness all over them? That's your legacy. That's a legacy we don't talk about. A legacy of happiness and a legacy of health, not just of money, but I mean health, wealth that comes with health, this healthiness that, oh yeah, that legacy. Making them strong. If you will commit your life to reading the Bible daily, it can change your makeup and turn your life completely around. I'm a living witness for you today. It will change your life. It doesn't matter which side of the track you're on or what state you live in. Your address does not define you. Oh, no, it doesn't. You can change your life when you change your words and your thoughts. If you want to be truly free today, read and study your Bible. When you read your Bible on a consistent basis, you will begin to see things you never saw before, and your eyes will be open to the truth. Revelation knowledge will be yours, and the truth will erase fear, doubt, and unbelief. As you grow in your studies of truth, meaning the true meaning of passion will come alive within you, and your life will take on a new dimension unlike anything you have ever imagined. Your relationship with the Father is developed through spending quality time with the truth. you will soon discover you will take on the image of Jesus, Yeshua Messiah. You will create a pattern of intimacy from which will flow God's DNA into your bloodline. Recreating cellular memory is creating a life that will truly be your heaven on earth. Wow. That's the chapter of cellular memory, expounded upon, of course, and it's from my new book, Our Father's DNA Switched at Birth. We will continue this series on our next intentional. But for today, I want to leave you with this prayer and thank you for your support. You can send your love offering to go to drfaye.com/donation and leave your love gift there. I would appreciate that so much. Thank you for reaching out to us via email and letting us know how much this program means to you. And you can email me at support@drfaye.com, support@drfaye.com, or contact me on the show page right here on this network. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this great opportunity that we have to share this gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that this program is touching lives around the world, both now and in the times to come. We thank you for quickening our minds and our spirits, and Lord, letting us know that we can have the mind of Christ because Jesus died and paid that price. We thank you for the healing power of God flowing through the airways right now, touching minds and bodies and transforming lives. And for those who do not know you, I thank you, Lord, that you will convict their hearts to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and direct them to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church that they too can grow up and learn about having heaven on earth. We give you the praise for this. In Jesus' name. And thank you for coming today. Go and love on somebody and make sure you share the message with your network. I'm Dr. Faye, and thank you for joining me for another Intentional.